It's fun.
So, trivia question for you, Calvin.
Oh, yeah, hit me.
Where am I going after work?
Some sort of patio bar.
I'm going to trivia. See what I did there? Trivia question. I'm going to trivia.
Okay. Like
trivia
at Central Filling Station.
Yeah, at Central Filling. And Central Filling Station has been a place I've gone to for a long time now. And it's kind of become sort of a staple in some call it Old North Knox. Some call it just North Knox. The Broadway Central Corridor. That's what we're going to be talking about on the show today, even all the way up, I'd say, to Happy Holler area.
Yeah.
We talked a while back about sort of what the future of Sevier Avenue will look like in 1 to 3 years. And now we're going to do the same thing on the north side of town. We're going south to north, and we're going to talk all about it from, you know, the new types of businesses that we anticipate coming in to some of the businesses that have already come in recently that are going to make impacts down the road. Really, we're going to leave it open to anything.
As well as talk about some of the things that are missing
right
now. And I mean, just surface level, we see some really big gaps.
Right. And you know better than anybody. I mean, when we did the South Knoxville episode, I had my own personal expertise because I live over there. You're a North Knoxville guy. So I'm excited to hear sort of what your experience has been like since you moved over there. But before we get started, we should introduce ourselves. I'm Ryan Willis, urban life writer at KnoxNews.com.
And I'm Calvin Mattis, photojournalist here at Knox News.
And this is The Scruffy Stuff. But you already know that. You clicked on it. You're a longtime listener. Welcome back. If you're new, welcome. It's a show about all the news happening in and around downtown Knoxville, a show where we answer your burning questions about everything that's happening around town. The Scruffy Stuff is brought to you by KnoxNews.com, where you can find everything we discuss here on the show and more. Knox News relies on support from readers and listeners to provide you compelling stories from Knoxville and across East Tennessee. Subscribers get an all-access pass to all of our premium, exclusive content. And to become a subscriber, it's easy. Just visit knoxnews.com/subscribe to see our latest offer and sign up today.
Real quick shout out to all of last week's listeners that tuned in for our What is the Future of Live Entertainment in Knoxville episode. I had a lot of fun with that, talking about music, concerts, events, and everything. But also shout out to SportsDoc2016. He commented on Instagram asking about, hey, you guys did patios. Are you going to do rooftops soon? And definitely keep an eye out for that. We're going to do that sometime soon.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I love a good rooftop.
Oh my gosh, we could go on forever about that. But today we're going to go on forever about North Knoxville.
Yeah, and I brought up this topic as a possibility, and you were all about it. And I'm curious, why is this such an important topic to you?
Yeah, we've talked about this before, Ryan. Like, when we moved to Knoxville, we're not from here, but when we moved here, we didn't know anything. Like, where's the cool part of town? Where should I live? And we both somehow ended up in weird parts of West Knoxville.
Right.
And somehow I always ended up going to Old North Knox area.
Yeah, and that's actually the exact same thing that happened to me, but with South Knoxville, man. I lived off a paper mill, and somehow, some way, I was ending up at Alliance Brewing Company every night of the week. So yeah. I'm right there with you. You know, you moved over there recently, and one of the first things that I wanted to talk about is just how surprised I am that you even found a spot over there. Because if we want to go ahead and start right out the gates with something that's missing in North Knoxville, I'm going to say different types of housing.
Absolutely. What I live in is this old Victorian house that's been subdivided into 7 different apartments. A lot of the houses there, 4th and Gill, Old North Knox, Happy Holler, they're large family homes. And you don't see a lot of vacancies, and there's pretty much no apartment spaces in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and the weird thing is that's a place where I feel like you have a lot of young people, young professionals, some young families. Like you said, the young families have their homes, but there are a lot more young professionals moving in, especially as more jobs come into the area, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. And when you think young people, you think young professionals, especially single young professionals, you think some sort of apartment complex. And if you look over to Sevier Avenue with what's been going on with City South, which opened up, and some of those townhomes, Foggy Bottom Flats, even River's Edge Apartments over there on Island Home, those are the types of places that are designed for young people that, you know, they don't want to buy. They don't want to, you know, have a roommate, especially if they are young professionals. You don't want to live with somebody else. You got, you know, you're focused on your work. It's not like a fraternity, sorority type atmosphere that you're going for. So, I think there is, you know, different types of housing is lacking there in North Knoxville. And normally what you think of when you think about retail and residential in a neighborhood, retail follows residential. And that's happened because you have these houses and stuff over there, right, where retail has followed. But now there's more retail than I think anybody anticipated. And now we need some residential to follow the retail.
Yeah, no, I think the retail definitely came first before the residential.
But there were all those homes, though.
Yes, but...
But were those the types of people that were looking for those types of businesses? It seems like you had a lot of outsiders that have came in over the
years. Right, and I think that there's a lot of parallels that we can draw between Sevier Ave and Old North Knox. Because, you know, not too long ago, Sevier Avenue was kind of a wasteland. There was some industrial there, and the same could be said about Central Street and Broadway. But now, as long as I've been here, it has just been flourishing. And I think Sevier Avenue is a perfect example because you saw the food truck park open up. You saw Alliance come in. They were one of the first people there. And a lot of what we see growing down there has ignited this residential development. And I think that is probably on the cusp of happening here on Broadway and Central because, like I said, as long as I've been here, it's just been growing like crazy and there's just nowhere to live.
Right.
And there is residential developments that came up, one right behind Remedy Coffee, and then there's another one going up right across from Knox High and Geezer's and Zool Beer Company there. But besides that, you'll be hard-pressed to find anything in that neighborhood that's affordable.
Right. Two things coming out of that point. One, I mean, and we've said it before, and you know, retail follows residential. That did happen. I feel like the reason that, you know, some of these businesses opened up in North Knoxville, some of the early, you know, businesses that came in, were because there were people living around in the area. But the more that you make a place like really cool to, you know, accommodate those people that live in the area, the more people are also going to want to live there. And so you have people that have enjoyed these businesses over the years that have lived there, but now more people want to live there. And so retail follows residential, but the cooler the retail gets, the more residential you're going to need. I think that's what happened in South Knoxville because Alliance was over there and they didn't have these Foggy Bottom flats in City South for a long time until it really started getting like a lot of cool retail stuff over there. But going back to like the apartments that you mentioned that have came up, like the ones that are behind Remedy, those look small. I don't know what the number is, but it's not that big of a splash that they've made.
It's not that many.
Yeah. And then the other ones you mentioned over there kind of by Geezer's, that's something that I wanted to talk about because we're talking about sort of where development's going. There's one business that I think has the potential to do a lot for that area. And it's not maybe not one that you would think of right off the bat, but the business is Next Level Brewing Company. And the reason that I bring that up is because you hear a lot in different areas of downtown. I think probably the most notable area that you think about is Gay Street and the 200 block. You always hear about how the 200 block of Gay Street is this missing tooth in downtown Knoxville. And
yes,
it's because
yes, absolutely nothing there.
Yeah, because, well, and a missing tooth in the sense that once you get to like the Visit Knoxville, and then there's nothing really to pull you down to that 100 block unless you know there's something down there.
Right.
There's just an empty parking lot there, and there's like a little mini park over there on the other side of the street. For a long time, when I was going to visit North Knoxville, I would either say, hey, I'm going down to Central Filling Station area and might go over to Schultzbrow, or hey, I'm going to Crafty Bastard. And, you know, I don't mind walking. But if you look at it, Central Filling Station and Crafty Bastard are...
they're kind of islands to themselves.
Exactly. And for a long time, there was nothing really to pull me down there. I would park and get out and go to the places. Now, I feel like with Next Level Brewing Company coming in there right on the corner of Central and Broadway, I think that's going to be key to development here in the future because now I feel like Crafty Bastard and Central Filling Station, and not saying it's just beer joints and breweries that, you know, are tasked with connecting communities. I know that's not what everybody's into, but they can be because they're gathering places. Now, if I'm at Crafty Bastard, if I want to get to Central Filling Station, now I have Next Level to kind of pull me down in that direction. And I think those gaps between those islands are where we're going to start seeing some growth fill in. And there are businesses that are already there, right? I mean, you have antique stores and there's some cool shops. But again, as the retail gets cooler and it becomes a place where, you know, more young people maybe want to hang out, which is what I think is happening, the antique shops and the tea rooms and the just these old rundown buildings, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to come in there and start some different kinds of businesses.
What kind of businesses are you thinking about in particular?
Well, and I should say, I'm not encouraging or suggesting that the businesses that are already there need to go because I enjoy going to those antique shops. They've been in business for a while and they do, you know, great business stuff on the weekends. I go in there sometimes and they're packed shoulder to shoulder. But I just feel like I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing with Sevier Avenue. It's like, you know, you have one brewery pop up, then another brewery pops up, and then you have some apartments come in, then you have some restaurants come in. I feel like that hasn't quite happened yet in Old North Knox. You've had the breweries pop up, but we haven't seen that development kind of, you know, be ignited in the way that it has on Sevier Avenue.
Yeah, I'm thinking in particular restaurants and cafes or just anything that can take advantage of that sidewalk space. And I think that's something that's really missing along that Broadway Central corridor.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's plenty of places to get a drink, whether it's a beer or whether it's a cup of coffee on Broadway and Central. But where do you eat? The only place I can really think of is Central Filling Station that is focused on food.
And then there's Central Flats and Taps. They got some food down there.
That's a ways down too. We're talking about just the core.
Happy Holler, yeah. But no, there's really a lack of food. I think that could be a great spot for a restaurant to come into eventually.
And we had, you know, some food over at Elkmont Exchange. Now, they were a brewery, but they had a food menu that was incredible. And, you know, that has since shut down. But as we know, maybe you don't know, maybe you're hearing it here for the first time on the Scruffy Stuff, that Yeehaw Brewing Company is going to be taking over that space. And if they bring back some food, I think that is a great option. And I agree with you. There needs to be some sort of restaurant or dining experience, even like Corner Lounge. They got food, but that's still a bar first.
Yeah, that's kind of like finger food stuff, you know. It's not a meal.
Yeah, and so where could you see something like that going in? I think, like you mentioned, some of those businesses along there, like, I don't know what you call it when all the buildings are sort of connected together, but I'm talking about like right in the center of Broadway and Central. You know, you have those strips of buildings on both sides. I know there's some empty spaces in there, right?
Oh, yeah, lots of space.
Yeah, and so that's where I see a lot of potential, you know, for growth. And even Sevier Avenue just kind of recently hopped onto the restaurant train. You've had South Coast Pizza there for a while, but you had Simple pop up since then, and we know Red Bud Kitchen is coming as well. I think places like that, if we're talking about parallels, make a whole lot of sense over in Old North Knoxville as well, whether it's a pizza joint or whether it's just a cute little brunch spot or a healthy kitchen, because there is sort of a similar healthy mindset in North Knoxville as there is in South Knoxville. You see a lot of people out walking and a lot of people out biking, and that's another parallel I think you could draw between those two parts of town. If we're saying that they're parallel and we're looking at how South Knoxville has grown, I think we could see, you know, similar growth there on the north side of town as well.
Yeah, and another parallel I guess we could bring up is parking. As nightlife attractions and people from all across town are heading towards South Knoxville of Sevier Avenue to go to whatever it is, they are hogging up all the parking spots, and that's not something that we're seeing right now in Old North Knox, at least not yet. As events are coming back and people are going to the bars, restaurants or stores along Central, and Axel Logistics, that's a really big company, they just moved into a space down there right there on Central. It's hard to find a parking spot sometimes, but as you go into the neighborhood, it kind of fans out a little bit. But I worry that a couple of years down the road, we're going to see that same problem like we see in the Sevier Avenue neighborhood, where residents can't even find a place to park. And I remember in 2019 at Sunset on Central, I didn't live where I live right now, but I parked like deep in the neighborhood, and I had to walk blocks to get down to Central. And if something like that were to happen more often, you know, parking could definitely become an issue.
Right, and you say that there's plenty of places to park in the neighborhoods, but as we've seen in South Knoxville, that's become a little bit of a tension between the people that actually do live in those houses nearby, and people are parking in front of their driveways or blocking alleys and stuff. And so I feel bad. Like, when I go to trivia tonight, my normal parking spot is like right in front of somebody's house, in a block behind. And, you know, if I lived down there, I wouldn't like that. But here's you know, to counterpoint that, if you had more people living down there, there would be less places that there would be less of a parking problem. If you had, you know, an apartment, for example, with parking on site, that's less people that are going to have to, you know, drive there. They're going to move there, and they can walk there, because it is a very walkable area and a very bikeable area.
Yeah, but one of the very few neighborhoods that actually has sidewalks.
Right. And so there's potential. I mean, if there was some sort of apartment complex to go in, or something aside from, you know, just these houses that people keep renting out, I think there's potential that if you put something up, that could help out with, you know, parking and traffic and stuff, because you're going to have people that are going to be able to walk to all these different places.
It could, but at the same time, I think about Fort Sanders, because during the school year, it's incredibly difficult to find this free spot anywhere in that neighborhood. And I think, I mean, Old North Knox is not Fort Sanders. But at the same time, there are a lot of rental properties, and there are like 10 people living in a single house, and 10 people, everybody has their own car, and then there's families squished in the middles at houses and stuff, and all of a sudden big apartment complexes come popping in. I think there would be a parking problem.
Yeah, but that's kind of, I'm kind of saying the same thing. Like, there already is a parking problem with these houses.
And I think if like these big housing developments came in, now there's 100 people living in there, that's 100 more cars, unless only 50 people have a car or something.
Well, if there's on-site parking is what I'm saying. Right now, a lot of people have to drive down to North Knoxville. Like, when I go, I'm going to have to drive down to Central Filling Station and find a place to park. If I already lived down there, my car would already be parked, and therefore I could just walk to wherever I'm going if there was parking available at my house or at my apartment or whatever type of place there is. It's become an attraction more than a neighborhood in some situations. It's a place where people want to go, and they want to live there, but there's not like a big development where they can live at. So they go there. And then that's why you see, you know, a lot of cars parking in neighborhoods and stuff. And there is plenty of parking, plenty of street parking in some areas. You know, speaking of parallels, there is parallel parking over there by Schultzbrau. You can park at, what is that, the health building of there?
Yeah,
after
the health department. Yeah.
Yeah. After a certain time. So there is that. But you brought up something. You mentioned Axel Logistics, and we're talking about people walking around. I've heard from a couple businesses that, just from Axel moving in, you're seeing, you know, some more people in the area during the daytime. And, you know, either whether it's walking over to Jack's of Knoxville, coming in and get a cup of coffee in the middle of the day, or grabbing a quick bite of lunch. They're actually one of the businesses that mentioned it to me, that they saw potential there with Axel moving in across the street to become a lunch spot. And so if you have a business, you know, in there, there's, we're going back to the food conversation now, but a big company moves in, you know, I could see places popping up nearby to accommodate them and whatever other types of businesses might move into the area. And you got to think about it too. Like, if you're working in that area, you spend 8 hours a day sleeping. You spend 8 hours a day in your free time. You spend 8 hours a day at work. So a third of your day is spent at work. So if Axel Logistics is a big employer in the area, that means people are spending a third of their days in that area. And so, you know, you got to match some stuff like lunch spots or whatever else, you know, that a working person might want during their work day or as soon as they get out after work. Granted, there's already plenty of bars and happy hour opportunities, but whatever other types of business might be a good fit for somebody that works at a place like that.
You know, I'm just thinking, let's just say a couple of years from now, there's going to be all this apartment complexes, you know, housing developments that come. I think along with that, a lot like what we talked about with our fellow reporter Tyler Whetstone with the downtown Smokies baseball stadium, along with that, there's going to come a lot of other business development, some, I don't know, laundromats or pharmacies or whatever it might be that people need if there's going to be such an influx of people moving there.
Right.
And because a lot of that is just missing. Because I think right now there's just the reputation of we're going here for a drink. How many breweries are on this stretch, Ryan? There's nothing else to do, really, in the evening. I mean, okay, the food truck park and whatever, but I feel like it's just got a reputation as let's go out for a drink and we're going to Central. Right. That's the place to go.
Right. Well, and you have Central Collective, too, which has some cool, quirky things that they do over there. And there's the Central. Oh, you have Central Cinema down there in Happy Holler. But then again, much like Old North Knox and Crafty Bastard area and how Next Level connected that, there's some missing connections from in between, you know, the core of Broadway Central Corridor and Happy Holler. And that's an area where I could see there being a lot of growth. One good thing that this area does have for it, though, is a grocery store. And you hear people talk about that. We don't have one in South Knoxville yet. There's not one downtown. It's one of the few areas where there's already a grocery store. And granted, it's not like a, you know, like a chain grocery store.
Yeah, like an Aldi or Kroger.
Yeah, it's a Three Rivers Market. But, you know, and that supports the people that are already living there. And if you were to build some sort of, you know, living for these younger people that I am hearing a lot from people that we hang out with, right, that there is a desire to live in that neighborhood. You did. You wanted to move over there and you have. If there is that desire that I feel like there is, man, there are some good bones in place right there. Like there's a good structure. You have the grocery store. Yeah, you are missing some personal services like a pharmacy or something like that. But yeah, I just feel like it's ripe for development because a lot of that stuff is already there.
There's a lot of empty vacant lots and there's a lot of buildings that are unoccupied. There's so much endless potential And before we start recording, we talked about what's missing. What are some ideas that we had? And one thing, ever since the Oak Room moved into the former outpost down there on, I don't even know what street that is.
Right when you get to Happy Holler.
Happy Holler, yeah. You know, there's been a lack of venue for music, specifically. I mean, there's a stage at Central Filling Station, and the bars, they have like a little live performance stage.
Small stage at XYZ.
Yeah, but where do you go for a concert or a show?
I tell you what, there's a lot I have in mind, man, but I'm not going to say here in the scruffy stuff that I've been wanting to put a music venue at. So if anybody wants to connect with me, if you got the financial backing, I got the idea that's going to make you a lot of money.
Oh, boy.
I have an idea for it. But do you really need that, though?
But I don't know. Think back 100 years ago.
I can't. I wasn't alive.
Well, neither was I. But like every neighborhood had its neighborhood bar, or there was a theater in the neighborhood that you would go to. I feel like we're transitioning back to that because there was that influx from urban to suburban, and now we're returning back to the city. We're returning back to that neighborhood hangout spot where you get off work and you're going down to the Central Filling Station, or you're going to Trailhead down there, or a bridge, or wherever you live. And I think what's missing is a live performance venue.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, yeah, there's not a venue there yet, but I do know a couple guys that have a strong interest in that area, and that, you know, that we've been able to see some cool stuff happening music-wise. You mentioned the stage over at Sunset on Central, over at Central Filling Station, where they've had Sunset on Central. That was put on by the guys from Born and Raised, Garrett Thompson and Kent Oglesby. They also were the ones behind the Outpost who put in that temporary music venue over in Happy Holler. They've had silent discos out in the parking lot there by, what was that, Elkmont Exchange? Is that where we had it?
So much fun.
And so, you know, they definitely have an interest in that area. So even though there's not a music venue, I still feel like there is a music in the air sometimes when you go down there. I mean, there's been like full shows since Central Filling Station has been under new ownership. There's been some shows over there happening at Central Filling Station, just like on, you know, random nights of the week.
Sure, but that's more of I'm popping in to the food truck park and sit down. I'm not going there with a ticket with the intention of seeing John Smith perform.
Yeah, but no neighborhoods really have that. I mean, that's more of a downtown. You just missed the Outpost.
And I do too. I guess I do.
And I do too.
I guess I do. And I think that's one thing that's missing. I think that could be hugely successful.
Yeah. Well, let's start it. I told you I got the idea, man.
And I don't have any money, so we're stuck. All
right. Well, we'll figure that out. So we're going to take a break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up this discussion with a little conversation about a big project that has been in the works for a while that is, I don't know if it's nearing completion, but the work's being done on it and sort of what that can do for the Broadway and Central Corridor. So in the meantime, we're going to get you up to date with the latest headlines here from Monica Katz.
Hey, Scruffy Stuff listeners, I'm Monica Cast, higher education reporter here at Knox News. Want to join the downtown discussion? Keep up with the latest news by joining our Urban Knoxville Facebook group and signing up for our newsletter. Here are your latest downtown headlines. Jig and Reel has big plans for a tiny bar. The Little Jig is a new concept being planned for the proposed downtown Smoky Stadium. Ryan has a story on how the bar will be similar and different to its big sister business. You've heard all about the proposed Smoky Stadium on the Scruffy Stuff, but what do Knoxville residents think about it? Brenda McDermott has a report on the poll organized by a national firm gauging local interest in the project. Behind a secret door in downtown Knoxville is the tiniest speakeasy around. Transport back to the early 1900s with Knox News intern Jake Yoder. He has a story on the exclusive space at knoxnews.com. If you want to keep up with all the Knoxville higher education news, you can follow me on Instagram at KnoxCampus.
This was huge news a couple years ago. Remember this, Ryan? The Broadway Viaduct is coming down.
And at the same time as the Jackson Avenue ramps, too. That was like,
I know, it was like all the main thoroughfares were just being shut down for demolition and rebuilding.
Yeah, and I think that's not going to be done until 2022.
It's killing me.
But when it is, and we've all kind of, I guess we've all kind of gotten used to driving around it. And here's the thing. When I think of the Broadway Central Corridor, I'll be honest with you. What I'm really thinking of is the Central Corridor.
Yeah.
Because Broadway, I mean, what really is there?
Broadway is getting no love right now because I think that viaduct is such a huge catalyst and huge vein from downtown to downtown that has just been completely severed and cut off from the rest of this development that's been going on. And I think once that bridge reopens, I think we're going to see a huge investment in that stretch of road going from, what is that, Jackson, I think, all the way down to, what is that road? Glenwood, I think, where Greenlee's bike shop is. And I think that's going to spur a lot of investment because you're going to see a lot of more people walking and biking through there as well as vehicle traffic.
Right. You didn't even have to use that metaphor of veins, by the way. It is a bridge to downtown, metaphorically and quite literally. But here's the thing. And I feel like we've come up with a theme now at this point. Islands that are just not being connected. And that is one. Because if you think about, you know, the northmost part of downtown, that's got some stuff happening. We're talking about right there at that corner where the Broadway Viaduct starts. You have Balter Beer Works, okay? And then you have nothing until you get to where Central intersects, right? And so, I mean, if we're talking about what's going to happen in the next 3 years, I think you're going to start seeing stuff fill in because we've had successful anchors, successful islands are now in place for the first time. And I think once that Broadway Viaduct opens up, that's going to open up an opportunity. Once that's complete, you're going to be able to fill in all those islands together. I don't know when it will happen, but that is the only thing that's holding back, you know, everything from being able to get connected. In the meantime, all the other islands, let's connect them.
Perfect example of this is what we saw in Market Square. We've talked about this a couple of times where Tomato Head, they came in, there was nothing else down there except for the subway or whatever. And that kind of drew another restaurant and another business. And then this opened. And then all of a sudden, it just kept snowballing from there. And I think the same thing happened with South Knox, with Alliance and some other businesses that came
in.
Uncle Lem's, you know, they took that brave first step to come in and try it. The people came. And I think exactly like we said, islands. Now, they just need to be connected.
Yeah, and that's the thing. All the risk has been taken. The risk is opening up that first Schultzbrau or opening up that first central filling station. This is the easy part, actually. The next 3 years, I think, should be the easy part because there is not that risk. There's not that, you know, that convincing that you have to do to people to say, hey, come on down to this area. And the businesses that are there already have done all that work. For these future businesses that, you know, I envision are going to come in relatively soon, the work's been done. So now, you know, especially coming out of the pandemic, I think we're going to start seeing all those things fill in, and what we're going to see them fill in with is going to be restaurants. I think we're going to have to see a new apartment complex coming up soon, like we said. That's the main thing. So then as the more people come in, like you said, some of those personal services, and like you said too, the breweries, we're good on the breweries, baby. We had plenty of places to drink a beer. Now it's time for the other types of development to come
fill in. It in.
Yeah. Well, that does it here for us on the Scruffy Stuff. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I guarantee you're going to enjoy the one next week. So make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button so you can get a notification as soon as it drops, or just come back every Monday. That's when the episodes will go live. In the meantime, if you want to keep up with myself or Calvin, follow us on Instagram. I'm at Knox Scruff.
Or you can follow Knox News on Instagram. It is at Knoxville Photo.
And like Sports Doc, what was his name? The guy on Instagram. We're always open to suggestions. So if you have an idea for a show or you want to provide feedback, you know, Instagram is one way to reach out. You can also shoot us an email. You can also call our hotline.
Yeah, it's 865-226-9192.
And all these episodes, for the most part, are going to be dropped in over on the Urban Knoxville Facebook group. It's a place where we share some content, but really, it's a great place for you, the listeners, to, you know, share what you have going on, get involved in the downtown discussion. So if you want to provide some feedback that way, you can do it through Facebook and that group as well. I said at the top of the show, the Scruffy Stuff is brought to you by Knox News. Knox News supports the show, so go ahead and give Knox News some love. If you're not a subscriber, sign up at knoxnews.com/subscribe. It's just $1 for 6 months. You'll get everything we talk about here on the show and a whole lot more. Stories from Knoxville that you're not going to see anywhere else. Stories from across East Tennessee. So take advantage of that offer and take advantage of hopefully a bright sunny day, because it's been nothing but rain for about the last week. Hopefully you're getting out there. You're going to North Knoxville. You're having a beer. Lord knows there's plenty of places to do it. And hopefully we'll see you out there. And if not, we'll see you again on Monday.